Cheers.
Hey.
Starting off a 0.5 right. Welcome back to the Lifecast. And a half. We have some things to do today. First question. Actually, let me introduce everyone.
Yeah,
we
got probably.
We got a big podcast again today. It's me, Pat, Kennedy, Dan, Sydney, Greg, Colin, and Adam. All say hello at once.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You heard me earlier.
Perfect.
I didn't get to say anything, and there it is.
So, we got a question from Bootleg Stuff on Twitter, run by our very own Kennedy.
Hello. That is me. I am the Duke of Dollar Stores.
Duke of what?
Duke of Dollar
Stores.
All right. If you guys were all knockoff Halloween costumes, what would you be?
You know the kind I mean. Like, you know, when you go to
like
Spirit Halloween
ones.
And you see, like, I remember seeing a Harley Quinn one that was Misfit Sidekick. And there was one I posted recently on the Facebook page that I think is my new favorite. It was, it was Frodo, and it was Boy of the Rings. what would you be if you were a knockoff Halloween costume?
I'd be Neon Biker Dude from Hotline Miami.
Neon Biker Dude?
Neon Motorcycle Man.
Even better.
That is a good question.
I guess I could pick an actual one.
For specification, you can interpret this as either if it were a costume for you actually, although I don't know why anybody would want to dress up as you. That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, I can wear all your skin.
Or like if there's a character from a video game or otherwise.
Can I be Evil Skeleton, but it's just a costume of Sans?
Oh, no.
Of you personally, of a character you identify with, but for bonus points, I would love to hear what you guys think your knockoff Halloween costumes would be for you personally or anyone else in the life cast.
Lanky tennis cousin as Waluigi.
Intergalactic monk swordsman, I'll be a Jedi.
I'd be Pleasant Painting Man.
Bob Ross.
With Pet.
Pleasant Painting Man with Pet.
Pet? Got nothing?
I got nothing.
I think you're...
How about Blind Spirit Warden for Demon Hunter?
That's a demon...
I don't know. I tried to think of something WoW related. I gave it an effort.
I think Pat's name, if he was a knockoff Halloween costume, would be something like... What would it be
a
like?
A good friend.
Coffee Wow Man.
Coffee Wow Man.
And it would come with a Coffee Gamer Man. It would come with a beanie, a World of Warcraft shirt.
A World of Warcraft beanie.
Hello, it would be Tech Infiltration Guy, and it's just Hacker Man from Fury.
No, it's just Rami Malek crossing his arms.
Speaking of Kung Fury, Dan, I think you just gave me my idea for a Halloween costume.
Oh, gotcha.
I might be Kung Fury now.
I think Pat would he would be No Life Death's Man, also known as He Who Has No Life.
From South Park.
Yeah. Oh no.
That
episode's sad.
No, but you
he has the life.
No, I'm thinking of a different
cast.
Wow.
That one's pretty great.
There's some really sad South Park episodes.
He has the life cast.
Oh snap, that's meta.
Laugh at my joke.
If I can seize on command, I would right now. For no good reason.
This is
Q's starting to terrify
me. I'm their boss. I'm all of them.
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
You don't control my paychecks.
Zero plus zero is two.
That's exactly.
But when you do, I will.
For Halloween, I'm being Stripey Busman, also known as Arnold from the Magic School Bus.
I thought it was going to be an Earthbound reference.
What?
I thought it was going to be an Earthbound reference.
No.
Stripey Baseball Boy.
Stripey Baseball Boy. Alternatively, I'm also being Scared Ginger Kid, but that could be like
a that could just be you.
Of people. I watch a lot of horror movies.
And
creepy
okay.
Ginger Kid from Stranger Things.
I've never watched Stranger
Me neither.
Things. Oh, okay.
It's pretty good.
Spoilers. There's not a ginger in it. Shh.
I could just
That's
be,
the joke.
It could just be Ginger Kid.
I know there's no ginger.
Every
in
ginger. It could be every ginger in anything that's
did
ever.
Did you absorb
existed.
Their souls?
I did.
Old
She's
joke.
Rorschach. Sydney's Rorschach.
I'm actually like. coming up with trying to come up with like clever like bootleg costume ideas right now. Actually,
I'm trying to think of ones for like you guys personally.
I could be hospital patient fighter, aka bedman from Guilty Gear.
Strong hospital patient.
Strong hospital man.
Sydney, do you have anything?
No.
You sound like you do.
No.
Okay.
Okay, straight to the point.
Thank you for speaking.
Zero hesitation.
I'd just be like a really, really bad Halloween costumes. Like, they wouldn't be bootlegs. I'd just be like
that's what
a
we're
carrot.
Coming up with.
And I'd be like all orange and like generic green hair.
Generic carrot.
Orange parsnip.
Also known as Donald Trump.
A Trumpster fire.
So you'd be going as Tracer's legs?
Yes. Just the legs.
And oh, no, we can't say Tracer. We can't say Tracer. That's copyrighted.
Speedy Grill.
Fast time traveling lady.
No, you know, I was about to say British time traveler.
You leave right now.
That would be bad.
Speedy Tea Lady.
Speedy Tea Lady.
Zippy Clock Girl.
Yes.
Zippy Clock Girl.
I love it.
I was just gonna say one entire
booty. Orange booty.
Wait, I want to. What would Widowmaker be?
Should be purple booty.
Spider.
French
purple
the
booty.
It would basically be like the negative. The
purple French spider.
I was going to say negative universe version of that character.
Marriage ender.
Damn.
Because they can't do homewrecker because it's too slutty.
I got one from McCree, false Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or false,
Cowboy,
false,
take me away.
False John Marston.
But isn't false John Marston just false?
That's also copyright. It'd be cowboy in the future. That's pretty much more
creepy. Cyber cowboy.
You can interpret that as many other characters, like Vash the Stampede. Or,
that's true.
Very American cowboy with cyborg arm and lungs. Because he smokes. Why do you think he had to have his lungs replaced? Smoking is bad for you.
I didn't know he had to have his lungs replaced.
I also didn't.
He has a fucking chest plate with tubes that go into his lungs.
But you can
two
have
plus
real
two
lungs.
Equals four.
That looks aesthetic, though. I didn't think
it
would
actually. Yeah, I thought he just had armor.
Yeah.
What?
I think my
cyberpunk lore.
You spent too much time in Shadowrun.
I think a McCree costume would just be it's 3 p.m.
It's midnight.
Dark
it's
McCree.
It's 11:59.
It's 11:07.
It's just an oddly exact time.
I got it. He's just futuristic town crier.
That is some Shadowrun shit.
I was gonna say it's
spoilers.
It's a 1954 movie starring Gary Cooper, because the movie High Noon has Gary Cooper in it.
Oh, fuck.
Not really that good of a reference, just kinda like really abstract.
Just a reference.
Yeah.
And then we have one from my sister, actually, via Snapchat.
Actually, I was curious about what
really
we would
cool
think
one.
About
it's
if all of us
yeah.
were personally.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Halloween costume. I want to go around.
Ginger Kid.
Yeah.
I really like Arnold from Magic School Bus is fucking blowing my mind because that's spot on.
Angry artist.
Yep.
Yeah. What would Dan be? Angry fight man?
I was going to say angry commuter man.
Angry
Randall. He comes with like a shitty train set, and then it's just like leaving, and he's like,
fuck! he needs to have like a suit or whatever, and have the tie looks like it's always flapping him because he's running so much.
He's off like a toast in his mouth.
Just commuter running late.
Yeah,
he's got two different socks on.
Angry commuter man.
Except he's on time. The bus
also
just left early.
He's got a really oversized watch.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No. Pocket watch goes below his pocket with a chain
and a monocle.
Yes.
Too much.
I don't know.
What would Deanna be? Angry chinchilla lover.
Yeah, angry chinchilla mom.
Angry chinchilla.
Is everyone mad?
<There's>
yeah, the angry artist,
upset.
Angry
yeah,
computer.
In this economy, we can't afford to be content. There's no need
Watch
to be upset.
Me.
Happiness costs money.
Content black man is Greg.
Yes. I'm known for being black.
That is my trademark. That's my claim to fame.
That's my claim to fame. It's where everybody knows me. Hey, it's that black guy.
Scrolls will say that Greg Fernandez was black for centuries to come.
Some say he's even black to this day.
God. Fucking, who's next?
Adam?
Adam is a content black guy.
Content racially ambiguous guy.
Race is a social construct.
A little context for the viewers who can't see us. First of all, we are sitting in a room where, for some reason, there is a poster behind us that says, race is a social construct, but it is!
But, like, what about where you came from?
But it's still a social construct.
I mean, to a point, but, like...
But that's not the debate we're getting into right now. The point is, there is a sign right by us that says, race is a social construct, and for those of you who don't know what we look like, Greg is indeed black. And surprise. Adam looks like he's black, but he's just a very tan Italian. He's just a very tan Italian.
He's like one shade darker. I honestly thought you were Hispanic when I first saw you.
For context, everybody thinks I'm a different race.
Yes.
My entire life is just like...
Italian pizza shop.
It's just like, hey, are you Brazilian?
Can your bootleg costume just be Italian...
Brazilian
black,
man.
Question mark.
I was gonna say like Italian.
Arabic.
Content racially ambiguous.
Just race as a social construct is the name of his costume.
Race is a social construct.
We got it.
Okay. All right, it took us a while, but we're here. Race as a social construct, man.
I'm just gonna be triggered the entire time.
The green hill human with being.
Costume comes with a Yeti T-shirt.
Melting pot.
Do you want like every sociology book I've ever had to read?
I'm all set.
It's like sociology 101 is like, yep. You just have the book in your hand.
The costume comes with a sociology textbook and a Yeti T-shirt because it's all you wear. Except
Johnny
for today.
Cupcakes. Johnny Cupcakes.
I caught me on an off day.
But fun fact for the viewers: 6 out of 7 days. It's
a different Yeti T-shirt.
Yeah,
Colin. What would Colin be?
Angry wrestling man.
We can't all be angry. We need more emotions.
I'll just say pudgy metalhead. I mean,
if you want. You're not that pudgy.
I'm pretty pudgy.
You're not that pudgy.
I am the king of pudgy style.
Bald just man. Because you named that yourself in our group chat.
But you have to say it in like an English way, so it's like Baldman.
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 What about? Let's go with that.
Baldman.
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 Save me?
Yes. I am white. White bread.
Wonder bread loaf.
Wonder bread.
Can I just be the person on the Wonder Bread? The little girl who's like
Wonder Bread. Stock photo. Nope. Wonder Bread girl.
Yes.
Wonder Bread is copyright.
Oh shit.
Wonder Bread is copyright.
Have you ever noticed that like
Wonder Bread?
Winder?
Now we're talking.
Wonder Bread.
You ever noticed
Wonder Bread?
Winder Bread.
No, here's my man who gets interrupted.
Oh. Bang, bang.
I'm kidding.
That's meta.
What's up? That happens more often than...
You gotta be more aggressive.
Mm.
Like, if I'm trying to interrupt you, like, just keep talking.
Yeah.
Anyway. Like, I was doing this. It'd be aggressive.
Assert your dominance via speech.
Just fight, just punch
me. Or we could do that thing where we raise our
punch you in the face, Adam.
Yes,
yeah, nice.
Sydney? No, we can raise our hands instead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing we decided on.
Yeah, it is!
We've had 2 business meetings.
Oh, no. I remember.
What's up?
You ever notice on, like, stock photos for food, the people are just enjoying that food a little bit too much?
Yeah.
Especially
when it's salad.
Woman laughing alone with salad.
No. My favorite are the cereal of a... I'm trying not to bring in copyrighted material.
But, all right, you're going to have to describe it for me.
Screw it. Wow, Life cereal. Keep them a Life cereal box.
Hello, that's also ain't copyrighted.
Of LifeCast cereal.
Hashtag cereal.
What?
Because they look like
what
little grids.
What about cereal?
They do.
Gridded cereal, man.
Damn.
What?
That'd be a great... That would be
just went.
If Capcom actually cared
where
about
the fuck
Megaman,
are we?
In cereal,
that would be a
apparently.
Great robot next.
I'm so glad I live in this future.
Truly the darkest timeline. On all fronts, not just the election. All
right, and we're going to have a... I don't know if you just heard Dan and I, we're going to do all the Mega Man songs a cappella now. All
right.
I don't know.
I got
those.
The drums.
did we come up with a costume for everyone?
No, you didn't.
Dan?
Pat? No, we did Pat.
Dan and Pat.
What is Pat's?
Yeah.
Pat was the WoW guy.
Pat was just WoW gamer.
Hackerman.
Pat was Hackerman.
He was tech infiltrator guy.
Hackers. Yeah. And Dan was. Strong hospital man.
Oh, wait, what?
Or I could be that legendary back alley brawler.
Oh, yeah, back alley brawler.
Oh, yeah, angry commuter. Never mind.
Yeah, angry commuter.
Or he could just be Wheezy.
Legendary back alley brawler.
Just Wheezy is asthma.
No. That's my rapper name, Lil Wheezy.
I
hate to break it to you, but that's taken down.
No, it's danger.
Dan's ready to like fight Lil Wayne now.
For the title of Wheezy? Yeah. And it'll be great because like they'll each punch each other once before just Dan, you do the sound effect.
Oh god, no!
I'm guessing legendary back brawler man is real.
Back alley brawler, sorry. Yes. In fact, so the other good. Day on the bootleg stuff so Twitter, I did a poll who would win. It was like first time offender, which was the chick from Orange Is the New Black, sidekick bros, which is Mario and Luigi, misfit sidekick Harley Quinn, or back alley brawler. Right. Back alley brawler won.
Yeah, naturally.
By a large part.
He's a Street Fighter.
Move on to our next question.
Yes, we shall. Yes.
This comes from my sister. Thanks, Alexandra.
Hello, sister.
Who's better, Chris Hemsworth, Zac Efron, or Chris Pine?
All false. Oscar Isaac.
Who is Chris Pine?
Chris Pine is the guy from Star Trek.
He played Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Who was the first one? Chris Hemsworth.
Of the three?
Who's the second one?
Yeah.
Zac Efron. Of the three, Chris Hemsworth.
Obviously.
But like, yeah.
Chris Pine's
pretty
cool.
Otherwise, Oscar Isaac?
Oscar Isaac specifically as Poe Dameron. Wait,
that wasn't an option.
Oscar Isaac specifically at... Yeah, I know. This is... We're breaking the rules.
That's
all that
up,
glitters
man.
Is gold. You only rebel. Shooting stars break the mold. I'm just taking inspiration from my all-time favorite band,
like,
Smash Mouth here.
Better how? Like... Does she want us to fuck these people? Or are we just
probably.
Like an actor standpoint?
She goes to a Christian college.
Is this a Mary fuck
that doesn't
kill?
Mean shit.
Yes, Mary fuck kill Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine, and Zac Efron.
I mean...
I want to marry Chris Hemsworth. I'm stumped.
I wouldn't want to fuck any of them. They all look like pieces of shit.
I'll remove Zac Efron from the world.
Yeah, that's...
I could do that.
But
so
like,
can we all consensually agree Pine. To kill Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll marry Chris Pine. I don't know. I feel like he's a good dude.
Yeah, he doesn't seem bad.
I mean, he plays Captain Kirk.
I really like those.
Chris Captain Kirk just looks like a puppy.
He looks like a great lay, which is why he would be the fuck.
Oh.
I would marry Chris Pine.
But that's just once. If you're married, you could fuck all the time.
Yeah, but I want to get intimate with Chris Pine. He seems like a good dude, all right?
He seems like he's start
he's
a life
not before. Quite the guy.
Yeah, I feel like I could settle down with that motherfucker.
Okay,
probably raise some kids, right? You know what I'm saying?
He'll raise two beautiful children.
Two beautiful children.
Superfly.
Two beautiful adopted children.
Yeah.
They're both named Nathaniel and Superfly.
Superfly. He's my favorite, although you're not supposed to say that as a parent, but you know. There's a reason his name is fucking Superfly.
No one's gonna mess with that kid.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
It'd be like naming your kid Blade. Like, no one's gonna wanna mess with your kid.
Or like everyone is
except yeah, for the everyone would.
Yeah.
That'd just be ironic.
Yeah.
He gets cut a lot.
So did we all agree? We're gonna kill Zac Efron.
Nah, yeah. Yeah.
Marry Chris Pine and then fuck Chris Hemsworth.
I'll say that.
Can I say no to all three and just pick Oscar Isaac?
That's cheating.
Well, you can't kill Mary and fuck Oscar Isaac.
Not with that attitude, you can.
You have to pick your order.
Oz doesn't have to be in that order.
I see your Oscar Isaac as Poe Dameron and raise you Oscar Isaac from Ex Machina.
I don't even know.
Oh, so we're doing three Oscar Isaacs?
Oscar Isaac and Inside Llewyn Davis.
My favorite is Oscar Isaac. My favorite by far.
I would kill Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yes,
Oscar
Greg.
Isaac,
please. I hate him in that role. That movie's
Mary Apocalypse from X-Men Apocalypse. You know what I'm saying? He seems like a really good guy.
Can I just have Hugh Jackman instead?
Yeah.
I like him better. What was he in?
Who doesn't like Hugh Jackman?
He's such a great man. Star
Wars and he's 7. Tall.
Yeah, I like that.
You know who doesn't like
but
Hugh Jackman?
Isn't hard for me.
Dr. Cox from Scrubs.
Yes, that's very true. All
right. Have we said everything we needed to say on this matter?
I guess.
We can go back to man laughing with salads.
All right. Finally.
Finally.
This is something we came up with on Sunday. And this is why we're doing this on a 0.5, because I think it's kind of funny.
Oh my god.
What five things would we put in a pentagram to someone from the LifeCast? And we're going to do this for everyone.
Alright.
Who do we want to
do? People who aren't here?
Yeah,
too?
Everyone.
Let's do it with the people who aren't here first.
Yes. So,
Ricky?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Ladies first.
Fuck.
Yeah, Ricky.
I'm kidding.
We'll sacrifice Ricky to summon Tiffany.
Can we not fight all of us, Ricky?
No, fight all of us.
Ricky.
I'm kidding.
It's fine. I understood.
For Ricky, it would be a schedule full of auditions and rehearsals. And
okay, so that's one.
So we're doing Ricky first?
Yeah, we're doing Ricky first.
I had one for Tiffany.
No, it's not ladies first anymore.
Well, we'll do Tiffany.
Okay, let's start with Ricky.
Hey, I say we start with the ferocious beast himself, the ferocious beast. Anyways, let's keep moving.
So Ricky, an audition schedule.
A flipped table.
Auditions
a flipped table.
Did he flip a table?
Kingdom Hearts.
A copy of Batman Forever.
That's four.
Okay, we need one.
You can take the flipped table off.
That's three.
Maybe we could take Kingdom Hearts off.
No, he loves Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
Yeah.
That will summon Ricky.
Jake. I'm sure he likes a lot.
Jake.
Yeah, I think Jake's a pretty good one.
For context, Jake is a friend of ours, and they are last name buddies. Therefore, they are a married couple.
Yeah, that's where he gets his last name from being sacrificed from Jake.
Nail in the rug.
What?
I think we need something more iconic. Hashtag.
Something. A hashtag Team Dolphin.
There you go.
Something.
Huh? The blow-up dolphin.
The blow-up dolphin!
Okay. A little more context for our listeners. So at Anime Boston this past year, at the cosplay deathmatch, Ricky came as Haruka from Free. And
another
swimming anime. Another one of his friends came as one of the guys from Haikyuu, the volleyball anime. And another one of their friends came as Zangief from Street Fighter. Now, when Ricky first came out there, he was supposed to be going against the Haikyuu guy. And the way they do it is like by audience, like, you know, whoever the crowd yells louder for, that's who gets to go on to the championship match. But every now and again, if it sounds about equal, you know, they'll combine forces, and that is exactly what they did with Ricky and the Haikyuu guy. And then later, they did it with Zangief too, and Ricky had this giant inflatable dolphin, and so the three of them were just charging through the competition. They got to the finals, and hashtag Team Dolphin was trending in Boston for a while.
That's dope.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm dead serious.
I didn't know that.
It's true.
I didn't know that. That's really cool.
It is so cool.
So that's five things to summon Ricky.
Yes.
Five things to summon Tiffany.
Sky Williams.
And Sky Williams.
Sky Williams.
Her dog Snowball.
And four clones of Sky Williams.
The word Yas.
Yes.
That'll send her away.
Which is the summon her.
Yum.
Bowl of rice.
That's racist. Tiffany is Asian?
I'm only saying that because Tiffany is always making Asian jokes.
A copy of GarageBand.
Really?
Because he makes music. The shitty software.
Just SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
Music.
You make music on SoundCloud?
No. But that's where she publishes it.
Okay, so we're gonna okay.
Snowball.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Was the first one?
It's one. It's matter. On there.
A Frappuccino.
Oh yeah, she does love those. And
a slip to change majors.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yes!
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Roasted. Roasted.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right. Yeah. Five things.
What was that last one?
Yeah. What was that?
The slip to change majors.
Oh. Okay. That's a lot funnier now that I can hear it.
That's real, real good.
Roast.
Let's see. Chris.
Melee.
A GameCube controller. No, a CRT TV, a GameCube controller,
put,
a copy of Melee.
A PM.
Should we just put a PM setup as one?
Yes.
A PM setup.
A copy of Melee, for some reason.
No, does that count as a...
Yeah, does that count as PM?
Yes. We'll say it counts as PM.
For the sake of us doing something
CRT,
cool.
An extra
CRT. Griddler's fries.
A green sweatshirt.
A Captain All
No, just
Amar,
all of the color green.
Yeah.
Like
all of the color green.
Colin?
A Captain All Amar Amiibo.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. That's four.
There's a little piece of paper with the word freak written on it.
And on the back it says, that's so broken.
Yep.
Yeah. It was broken.
Five things to summon Chris.
And a physics textbook.
That was six.
Oh, oops.
I'm not dealing with stars of
David. We're here. A derpy pentagram.
One, two, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yeah. Okay. Now we have to do us.
Damn.
Sydney.
Yes.
Dogs. What?
Corgis.
Yeah, a corgi.
Yep, dogs. Just.
Oh, we're going to fucking sacrifice a corgi to something. I don't think she would want that. She wouldn't want it.
A plush corgi.
Yeah, a plush corgi.
A plush corgi or a fox. Okay. You know, either of them or.
Yep.
Both.
We'll
just say plushes of cute things.
Yeah.
Starbucks?
I don't like it that much.
Okay.
I just like coffee.
Coffee.
Broadway tickets?
Yes.
Yep. Broadway tickets?
And a copy of.
Glasses.
Or in the Blind Forest.
Glasses.
A recent.
I need these to see if they get destroyed. I'll be sad.
A spare pair of glasses.
Thank you.
A David Bowie poster.
Oh,
why not just David Bowie?
Yeah, just David Bowie.
We're not going to sacrifice David Bowie. Is that really what you want?
So we won't have any trouble sacrificing.
No.
It'll be pretty easy.
I don't want to hug his corpse.
Okay, fine. A copy of his greatest hits.
I already own that.
That'll be easy. We know where to find it.
So was that five?
No.
Some of those tasty videos on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Tasty videos. Yeah. What it's yes.
Like the food videos.
So that's five, right?
Yeah.
I can't count.
Is that five?
Yeah, a plush corgi, David Bowie paraphernalia.
Spare glasses. That one's lame. What the fuck?
That one's lame.
That one's really fucking lame.
All right, so no.
I need
spare
these
glasses.
To see.
Coffee.
Coffee? Did we agree on coffee?
Yeah, we agreed on coffee.
Yeah, I agree
Broadway
with coffee.
Okay.
Broadway tickets. And?
Fucking Ori in the Blind Forest.
A functioning computer.
A functioning
computer. But do you really want us to sacrifice that?
No, I want that.
Okay, how about we just put your laptop on it instead?
Okay. I agree with that.
All right.
Satan
that's
have
fine.
My laptop.
Gregory Fernandez.
Let's keep Dark Souls as one.
Yeah, Dark Souls in its entirety.
What about Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls 3, Bloodborne, Demon Souls?
That's pretty much five. Exactly what we did on Sunday.
That's all fun. I like that there's so much to me that
soul.
I'm dark and I like Dark Souls.
Do you have a soul?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty
cool.
Dark.
Then it goes full circle.
So, Dark Souls in its entirety. I vote D&D.
Yeah,
just a couple of DM books.
A few DM books.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't want to sacrifice the entire cast of Critical Role.
That'd be D&D, you know.
Yeah, that would fall under D&D.
Outside of those two things, what do you like?
Spotify,
Dunkin' Donuts.
All of Spotify.
Sacrifice the corporation of Dunkin' Donuts.
No,
you guys can't see this, but he's staring painfully into this.
A copy of fuck. A copy of Distant
Neo?
Relatives.
Hmm? Neo?
Yeah.
That one for the PS4.
No, that's Dark Souls.
Wait,
that's Dark Souls.
We can sacrifice Fable.
A copy of Distant Relatives. Does that suffice for you, Greg? A copy of Distant Relatives.
Okay.
We can destroy Fable on your behalf. At least 2 and 3.
How about a functioning foot?
Foot.
Where are we gonna get a functioning foot?
Let's just get a ruler.
Oh, a Lil B mixtape.
Yeah, I remember that.
Greg nods in approval.
All right, that's our five.
Base God.
That's
Base God. Yeah, Lil B the Base God. Mixtape. It's number five. Colin.
Oh God.
DuckTales.
Woo! I just wanted to do that. An entire collection of metal band albums. Iron Maiden, Halloween.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
A
shit ton of retro games.
Sunblock.
Yeah, Castlevania.
Yeah, Castlevania. Just like the entirety of Castlevania.
A bald cap.
Maybe it's like Konami.
No, it's gotta be a baseball hat.
Yeah,
just wear
a
bald cap.
Alright, fair enough.
Little does do we know, he just is off.
Colin, you've had hair this whole time.
It's like Finn. He's like suddenly pulls out a huge golden locks.
And a box of Rogaine for men.
I didn't hear that one.
Rogaine.
What?
Rogaine for men.
It's hair growth formula. Okay. Would you also like a subscription to Dollar Shave Club?
Yes, actually.
And David S. Goyer is going to be in there.
Oh, no.
Eight things.
Absolutely.
We're not very going. Vehement about summoning him.
We really want to summon Colin from fucking New Hampshire. Yeah. It takes a little extra reagent.
It takes a little extra, yeah.
Just a little push.
Adam.
Video games he likes.
Just a large stack of Yeti t-shirts.
This is hard out of kind of random.
Water.
Ken Huang, the Smash
Ken,
this,
oh god, no.
The only Smash player I know.
Nairo?
Yes, yeah, summon me with Nairo.
Destiny Rise of Iron.
Not
after it's been downloaded entirely.
I haven't played it yet.
I just had one. I
what do you like to share?
I'm trying to remember what it was.
What have we got so far?
We got...
I got it. I got a...
No, we got a pile of Yeti t-shirts and... No?
All right, so I got
a
it.
A
we got
weight?
We have a...
What is this?
I got it. I have all five. A Brazilian flag, an Algerian flag,
an Italian flag. a flag by their powers combined.
Oh, yeah, we had Nairo as one of them.
I was going to say the
Hearthstone.
Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection.
I'll take a Legacy Collection.
Yeah.
It'll make them go away.
Nairo.
Mango.
No.
Not anymore.
Damn. Bad. We'll get you Mike Tyson and you can fight him like in Punch-Out. A large amount of Domino's pizzas.
Uh-huh.
A large amount of salt.
Yep.
Can we make a salt pentagram within the pentagram?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's a physical copy of Spelunky.
Those don't exist, so I'd be pretty grateful for that.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty fucking sick.
A physical copy of Super Meat Boy.
Those do exist.
Yeah, so we'll combine those.
Games.
Gams.
Yeah.
Gams.
Physical gams.
Physical gams. Just a stack of legs.
Oh, yeah, Jingle Jingle Amiibo.
And the Meta Knight one from Best Buy.
Maybe the Meta Knight one instead.
Okay. And
see, I gotta fucking find that one.
But it'll be gone when we summon you. You'll be so close
we'll
yet so far.
A bottle of water?
Poland Springs.
Poland Springs.
No, it has to be Dasani.
You just call him basic? Oh shit, Dasani.
Because that's your Twitter handle.
It is my Twitter handle.
Please don't send ants. That's my Twitter handle.
Yeah, let's give us some fucking socks.
We'll send ants wearing fezzes.
I don't want ants.
We'll send them some camouflage socks. Perfect.
All right. Was that it?
I don't know. I wasn't counting.
I got like at least five.
All right. Let's keep moving.
Do your worst.
Do your worst.
Do your worst.
Hoodie that you're wearing in the picture of you.
I want to actually wear that though.
The entire discography of Perturbator.
Because on vinyl. Because I don't want to sacrifice him, but a fat head of Rami Malek.
Okay.
Just several smashed vinyls.
Several smashed vinyls.
Yeah, just several smashed vinyls. We'll put a rusty pipe in there. she likes industrial decay, so we'll just throw a rusty pipe.
I said
pipe
something
in.
Similar to it, but I forget what I said.
My aesthetic.
Yeah, and I said a rusted wall or something.
Yeah. We just sacrificed the whole wall.
Several grams of caffeine.
So. Eugene.
No!
No!
Sacrifice my chinchilla!
Can we sacrifice... Wait, Deanna, can we sacrifice Bird?
Bird?
That wouldn't get me.
Is that the name of your bird?
It's a ducky.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to tell our listeners the story of Ducky?
Okay, so several years ago at this point, my dad was at my grandfather's, my grandparents. They live they're still married. And he rescued a pet parakeet that someone just let out and brought it home. And we didn't have any say in the matter of whether we were going to adopt it or give it to an actual animal shelter. So we kept that one and then got another one so it would have a friend. And then the first one died and now we just have the second one. No one wanted the birds. But we still take care of them.
Well, based on the experience I had with your birds, they didn't want to...
It hates people.
Taken care of either.
It hates people.
I'd fucking hate people if I was a bird with these luscious wings sitting in that.
It won't. I will leave its cage door open and it just won't.
Because it doesn't know any better.
I know. Poor Ducky.
I
feel for
you. I mean, we did adopt it from Petco.
Yeah.
Oh,
flashbacks.
It doesn't know any better.
Adopt it. Yeah, we bought it from Petco.
Where the pets go.
Yeah. I feel
Hashtag not sponsored.
I feel for you, Ducky.
What was it?
Crushed vinyls.
Crushed vinyls.
A rusty pipe.
Perturbator's discography.
I think
vinyls.
But don't sacrifice that. I want it.
Yeah, so we're just going to crush some vinyls.
There's some really nice ones in there.
It doesn't have to be Perturbator. It's just
a picture of Eugene.
A picture of Eugene.
Several grams of caffeine.
Yeah. Funny story about that I'll tell after. But
I think it was like the fat head of Rami Malek.
Yeah, the fat head of Rami Malek. Because Mr. Robot is... Actually, I prefer a fat head of...
Christian Slater?
No, not Christian Slater.
Matt Mercer?
Carly Chaikin.
What if the Matt Mercer fathead could talk?
Matt Mercer?
Like, if you could have an interactive fathead that, like, spoke when you walked past it.
Don't sacrifice that! Just, like, tell me you have it, and I'll be there.
That's the only thing it says.
What I wouldn't give for Matt Mercer to just talk to me for an hour.
What if he only could say, do you want to get on the podcast? Please, we love you.
Honestly. But yeah,
so
funny story.
He's done so much more than McCree.
When do you clock out?
Fuck.
It's time. Hi, midnight.
That reminds me of that All That sketch where Kel had this character where he was in drag, and then all he could say was Jupiter. He's like, Jupiter! And then that was all he said. He was asked various questions until he was asked, what is the fifth planet from the sun? And he just goes, and says nothing.
That's like the Dexter episode where he tries to learn French, and it's just all I do fromage, and then I think he, like, falls asleep again, because he learns it by quote-unquote osmosis.
Yes.
He falls asleep again, and forgets, and has a French test the next day, but he can't remember the one phrase.
No, the episode ends because Dee Dee accidentally activates, like, the self-destruct codes from the from the lab, and then he can't say stop.
All he can say is all I do fromage.
And then he's sitting there crying, and she's like, it's all you can... What a fucking garbage! Fuck Dee Dee, man! He's sitting here, her little brother is fucking crying on the ground, and she is cheering!
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious, Dee Dee? If I could blue skidoo, I'd fucking go in a cartoon whoop a little girl's ass. I swear to God. Just like, one, I would go in there first thing I'd say, stop the self-destruct. I fucking hug Dexter because he's a fucking brilliant young child who deserves the love of a parent that he doesn't get from his fucking parents or his garbage sister. Sorry, I need to get that off. I've been building that shit up for like probably 20 years.
It's okay, Greg, let it out.
Initially, I thought you were talking about the show Dexter with the serial killer, and I was trying to rationalize, like, when would we have to learn French in the show?
He needed to kill some French person, I guess.
Did he have to kill Widowmaker?
But yeah.
Shit.
He made Widowmaker.
Funny story. I woke up today with this really distinct ringing in my ears, and I already have,
tinnitus?
Like... No, I already have, like, a little bit of tinnitus that, like, I can ignore. But, like, this was just begging my attention. And so I looked it up, and one of the things was caffeine that could cause it.
Oh.
Also hitting your head, which I did do this morning.
We should test
it. Before I woke up.
You should down an espresso shot and then bang your head into the wall.
Don't do that.
I also know, this is a weird fact about me, but if I like tense my head muscles up, I can like hear the blood running through my head, and it sounds like tinnitus.
How do you tense
That's how you
your
get
head?
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus
very
is
simple.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, you just hold him. Like, you know the thing Victor does when he shakes his head?
I can hold my face.
See, I'm doing it now. Listeners couldn't see that, but...
Take Pat's tongue out of his mouth.
I also can't see.
Yeah, but, like, it vibrates. You just tense up.
I don't think I can do that.
Yeah, anyway. Put him on his side!
Ow, that hurts my neck.
Sorry. Please stop.
Please
don't kill Pat.
What are five things we'd summon Pat with?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
How many WoW expansions has there been?
Yeah, like a whole
more
collection.
Than five.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Four WoW expansions and a coffee.
Like, it would be the entirety of WoW and a lifetime subscription. See? We got an audible reaction.
Yeah, but you're sacrificing that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay,
we'd sacrifice it to summon you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it'll be gone.
And it's not like something that can't
be brought back.
Yeah.
It's not like Eugene. It's like there's only one Eugene.
It's like the installation disc of Vanilla WoW. It's just like, oh, that's nice, but you don't really need it anymore. Yeah. So you just kind of crack it on the pentagram.
Crack it like
A literal heroin needle filled with caffeine at this point.
That sounds dangerous.
It's not caffeine, it's coffee.
Huh?
It's an IV.
Yeah, an IV of caffeine.
That sounds a lot better than a heroin needle, you know?
You could have just called it a needle. You mean a syringe needle?
A syringe. Hey.
Drugs.
Stop. I've been spending way too much time world building.
Italian food.
Yeah, Italian food and a good pair of headphones.
Yeah.
A nice big vat of sauce.
Gravy.
Sauce.
Gravy. Yep, a nice big vat of sauce instead of the Italian food.
And last
big gravy.
And
a cat vat. A pat vat.
And last but not least, boots and a cold beer.
A key for Gizmo's cage.
And he'll never get out. That's exactly what Pat wants.
That's what Pat wants. Oh my god.
No.
Pat wants. He wants Gizmo to stay in there. So let's destroy.
Hashtag free Gizmo.
Hashtag free Gizmo. Can we trend free Gizmo?
Okay.
There's like eight of us. Write a bot that'll spam it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pat, you code. You could do that.
Kennedy.
Hackerman.
A nice tall glass of water.
Nice tall glass of ketchup.
A nice tall glass of suntan lotion.
A nice tall glass of a copy of Earthbound.
So,
hey now.
It's like we don't even have Diet Coke. We just have Splenda and some high fructose corn syrup. Yeah. We just throw it in the middle.
Oh yeah, the aspartame's a big part.
Just a pile of artificial sugars.
Yeah, it's just Splenda.
A microwave.
Splenda and some.
A microwave. I think we should refrain from ketchup because that's an easy way out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
a copy of Earthbound.
Sunblock.
No, it's the artificial sugar.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Sunblock.
Aggressive. Sunblocks.
SPF 9000.
Yes, Colin.
Sonata
Artica.
A Sonata Artica cake.
A cake. I think I'd prefer an album, but I'll accept a cake. I'm very hungry.
So is that three?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many did we chop?
Several.
Okay, so
we had the pile of artificial sugars.
Artificial sugars, Earthbound, Sonata Arctica stuff.
So three.
We have three.
Just a single pencil.
The single pencil that you want.
Yeah, it has to be the specific one I want. I like the Pentel Side FX with 0.5 lead.
Michaels
doesn't carry mechanical pencils to begin with. I had to order it on Amazon. I had to order a pencil, a $5 pencil, off of Amazon!
Like, that's oddly specific.
Kennedy, next time you have it, we'll go on a trip to AC Moore.
Because my head has already been conditioned to it.
AC Moore's fantastic.
And because I like what the side effects does, there is, like, you know, a little clicker on the side for you to bring more lead down. And so it's really convenient because I can just kind of get my pinky there and just go that. And also, I really like the wrist they have for your hand. It's nice and rubbery. And
the last thing.
Anyways, I think
a stolen Rembrandt painting.
Don't even joke about that.
A picture.
Fucker, we are in Boston. We are.
I know what I said.
I think
a picture of a stolen Rembrandt painting.
No, the actual painting.
Okay, well, first of all, I would say no to that because I want to know why you have it in the first place.
we'll just lock in dance previews.
I don't want it sacrificed unless it's already been already. I want to put that shit back in the gardener.
Nah.
All right, so a replica.
No, we're going to lock in Dan's previous SPF 9000.
Oh, okay. So let's
you
lock
only
in
need to apply
SPF
it once.
Not done with that attitude.
Like once every 10 minutes, probably.
Yeah, she's from Oklahoma.
What?
You were from Oklahoma!
Yeah,
she got sunburned
Oklahoma.
In the rain.
Never mind, Oklahoma.
The entire state of Oklahoma? We're locking in that SPF.
Please sacrifice the entire state of Oklahoma.
But
please.
But
the tornadoes won't have any fun.
Move our parents and loved ones outside and then just sacrifice the rest of it.
Yeah, but what will the tornadoes do if they can't destroy families?
What
will the tornadoes do if they can't destroy families?
Will they just leave angry? Will they return with
a vengeance? Yeah, they'll go elsewhere.
Can tornadoes get hangry?
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, they try to nom. They like really like wood, so they just destroy houses.
Oh, okay. Forget about tornadoes in Oklahoma. Is it Oklahoma is like 99% plains, and that's why it's kind of a big deal when we get really huge tornadoes, like the tornado of 99 or the Moore tornado in 2012, that actually really do substantial damage on cities, because a lot of these tornadoes just land where there's nothing to fuck up. Like, so at most, you'll see.
So they fuck up at being tornadoes.
Well, I mean, kinda, because it's like, you know, you'll go through OKC the next day, and like at most you'll just see like, you know, some fence. Sometimes like fences will be down.
Oh,
maybe a couple of trees near knocked around by the wind. But it's like,
my poor little heart can't take it anymore.
I know. But that's why it's such a huge deal when we do get ones that really fuck shit up, like the legendary tornado of '99. I wasn't in Oklahoma when it happened, or more recently the Moore tornado that happened in 2012, which knocked out like half, if not a little more than half, of the whole city.
Hey, Kennedy.
Hey, yeah.
What would you put on a pentagram to summon Dan?
I mean, first of all, he wants that...
Fight stick.
Specifically, the Street Fighter V TE2 with Ryu on it.
Yeah.
It's a nice you want to sacrifice that?
Well, it's not exactly something that we can't bring back. True. It's not like a one-of-a-kind bullshit, so yeah. A 2 liter of Brisk.
You need more than a 2 liter. Maybe like 12.
He drinks that a day.
Yeah, I drink like 2 liters a day.
Hot Ryu body pillow.
Of just Brisk.
Yeah.
Hot Ryu body pillow.
I already have it.
Okay. We'll use it to summon you.
Yeah. Any Zord
that doesn't count.
Or mech model otherwise that you do not already
hey, Dan.
Own.
Oh, wait, no, we can't ask you.
Oh, I got it.
Cheating.
What's the name of that shitty, like, robot dog from the 90s, the toy? What the fuck is it called? Is it called Poochie?
Robo?
Yeah, we'll put that
wait,
there.
Wait, I know what you're talking about.
It's like...
The Flipsy.
Yeah,
it's kind of... The flip one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Techno!
It's like literally... Yeah, Techno! Techno!
I had a donation one.
That will be what we use to represent Mechas. I don't know if you care about Techno.
That's why we'll represent Mechs and his love of dogs.
Yes.
Yes.
In one.
So that's three.
Bonus points if it's a Tecmo Corgi.
The Fight Stick, Brisk, and the Tecmo.
Can we lump mechs in general with that? Because I was saying a Solid Chogokin, and a Solid Chogokin is just a super nice mech.
It's a $200 die-cast metal robot figure.
We can lump that in with the Tecmo.
Video equipment.
A picture of Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. A chicken parm sub.
A picture of Justin Timberlake.
What? A chicken parm sub.
No, he likes steak and cheese.
No, chicken parm.
Chicken parm all the way.
Like, I get steak and cheese when I don't know how good a sub shop is. That's how you judge.
When we go to Bread Dreams, that's all you get.
Because it's their best thing. They're like the exception.
Oh my god.
Alright.
We'll see you next week.
Wow, what a great place to end.
Dan, you're being summoned with a square?
I just got
so, a chicken parm sub? We'll lump that in with the Brisk.
How about just a sub?
Why do we have
to pick sides?
How about an Italian sub?
Make love on a war.
Your voice
flavors are a social
all right, so, after that. So we're lumping either...
You're so concerned.
Or the chicken parm or the steak and cheese.
Sub.
With mozzarella sticks.
With mozzarella sticks with the Brisk. That's a full meal.
Yeah.
No, that's a snack for...
Can I please get a recording of Adam going, I want a sub as like a notification.
Can that be the ringtone of everybody here?
Can that be the title?
Sure. What a sub.
How about a sub? That's good. What a great place to end it.
Wow, what a great place to end it.
We just clip that and that's everybody's ringtone for Adam now.
Anyway, we still need two more things to summon Dan.
An inhaler.
An inhaler.
You need those to breathe.
No. The sticker that you put on the inhaler.
Inaccurate bus schedule.
That's better. I was going to say the 42 bus.
The sticker for the inhaler. The sticker for the inhaler and an accurate bus schedule.
It just says TBA the entire time. It just says TBA on the bottom, fuck you, Dan.
I mean, that's more accurate than the one on their website already.
To be honest.
Bang, bang, oh, bang, bang. Wow, what a great place to end it.
That's like six times in this week of podcasts that we've said that. Because we said it like three or four times in the last episode.
We got a new catchphrase. What a great
place to end. Is this our first inside joke? Shit. What a great place to end it.
This is brilliant. I can't even imagine a better place where this could conclude.
Now, my question is,
where should we end it?
Are we all wearing, like, all black when we're summoned, or are we just wearing, like, regular clothes?
You're wearing your regular clothes.
I'm wearing a red shirt.
We're all summoned naked.
You just kind of appear.
Adam. Kind of like how, in that show Lucifer, here, he's always summoned, he's always wearing, like, this really, like, fly black suit. I want to wear that.
Yeah.
You can. You get to choose your outfit when you're summoned, so I'm going to look damn cute.
Yeah, I'm going to get fucking like full Sims plate armor.
Yeah, you're being summoned. It's like, ding dong, and then it's the Sims creator.
I really want to
you're
own
like,
just
oh,
like
do you want to be summoned?
I just want to own like just like a plain black suit. They're friggin' sharp.
Yeah.
I'll just wear a sheet like Charlie Brown.
Can I just look like Urien?
Which outfit?
The hammock?
Yeah,
not the suit, the banana hammock.
With or without sunglasses?
With.
All right.
Awesome.
I mean, I just want to wear a cloak. I said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm waiting for them to take the media by storm again.
What, cloaks?
Yeah, cloaks. They're so impractical, though. Think about how many times they'll get caught on the non-existent bus.
I don't care. Trinity, you can wear Boy of the Ring.
You know what? I wish I could, but the guy who sent it to me said it was in New Zealand.
You can get that shipped.
Which is where all this import is.
We have a birthday gift.
Right now.
We now know Kennedy's birthday gift.
New Zealand. Right now. Let's fucking go.
Wait, I need a new passport.
We are going to go there and back.
I need a passport.
My
old one expired.
We said we're walking to New Zealand. So we need to get Jesus powers right now.
Yes, you can. You just got to believe hard enough.
I do believe and I sink.
Oh. Yeah, swimming's also like a lot harder in the ocean, so that's not a great place to teach.
No, it is not.
Wow, what a great place.
Is that just going to be our filler?
I've never seen a better ending.
So, where should we end it?
Probably now.
Wow, yeah, what a great place to end it.
I can't even possibly fathom a more appropriate situation in which to conclude a podcast.